Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everyone. You are listening to Online Bible Study Preview with Apostle Loretta Williams. Program title, Online Bible Study Preview with Apostle Loretta Williams. Today's discussion, Duties and Description of the Fivefold Ministries, Part 3. In the previous lessons, Apostle Williams discussed the difference between a name, title, and position. Many Christians think that their spiritual position within the church and ministry describes who they are, when actually it tells what you do. While we all are members of the same body, we have different functions, duties, and responsibilities, and each member is important to the whole body of Christ. Yet those in leadership are gifts given to the body of Christ to edify, strengthen, and give spiritual guidance to the members. Make full proof of your ministry by first knowing what you are called to do, then operating your gifts, talents, and abilities in a spirit for the glory of God. Click on the play tab or listen to the live program or the recorded broadcast at the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the follow tab on the Fresh Manna Blog Talk Radio program to be alerted for future programs. Join Apostle Williams as she teaches biblical principles every Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m. Daylight Savings Time, or Oasis Ministerial Fellowship Teleconference Line, call 1-712-775-7031 and enter your meeting ID, which is 206-594-156 pound. For further information, visit the Oasis Worldwide News Publication website online Bible study page. Apostle Loretta Williams is also on Facebook, Google Plus, and LinkedIn. Send your questions or comments to our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/freshmanna. And here's our speaker of today. I introduce to you my second mother, Apostle Loretta Williams.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that, son. Amen. God bless everybody that's listening. Amen. To Fresh Manna, our daily bread, spiritual food, and nourishment for the soul. And today I am coming with the online Bible study preview for tonight's lesson. This is part three, and I want to be talking more about the duties and descriptions of the fivefold ministry, and I'm specifically going to be continuing on with a series that I have written talking about the gifts of the Spirit and the role and the office of the prophet. Amen, praise God. And they are going to be discussing on tonight various questions that I'm going to be asking our students and participants in Bible study. So I want you to listen carefully. If you need to replay the recording, replay it again. Amen. I will be sending it out to the members, but I want you to have enough time to get yourself prepared. We've been having such an excellent study the last 2 weeks talking about the position and the duties and descriptions of fivefold ministries, that of the apostle, the pastor, the evangelist, the prophet, and the teacher. Amen. Praise God. So we hope that you will join us. If you listen to the recording on today, Bible study is at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and the number is 712-775-7031, access code 206-594-156 pound. Now, amen, praise God, if you're listening to this recording at a later date, we always have Bible study unless it's a holiday on Thursday night, so you can still join us, amen, praise God, whenever you have an opportunity to hear this on a Thursday night. All right, so we talked about a little bit of prophecy being one of the gifts of the Spirit on last week, and I asked what it was. Okay, and it is to speak for God, to tell God's truth. It is to have the ability to predict things that are going to take place in the future, amen, as well as the knowledge of things that have taken place in the past. All right, now, amen, praise God. In our discussion on this evening, amen, I'm going to be asking different members, ministers of our fellowship to kind of highlight on some of the things that I've talked about previously, as well as what I'm going to be talking about this morning. And amen. So ministers, be ready. Amen. Be prepared for your presentation. Amen. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you guidance. Amen. Praise God. First of all, we talked about in last week's session, what were the diversity of gifts and operations in accordance to 1 Corinthians 12:1-11. Okay, the Bible clearly tells us in that passage of chapter that there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And then it also tells us that there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. Amen. So you first need to have an understanding of what diversities is. Amen. Praise God. And then know, amen, praise God, what a gift is, amen, praise God, because it says there are diversities of gifts, and the Bible clearly begins to tell us in the New Testament what the gifts of the Spirit are, all right? And then there are others that are not always named, amen, praise God, with those gifts of those nine gifts of the Spirit. And we see a lot of that, amen, being operated, amen, in within the body of Christ. So you want to know how those spirits are supposed to, how those gifts, and then how are they supposed to operate, diversities of operation. As I have said, everybody don't cook the same way. Amen, praise God. We all do things differently, but can we get the job done? All right, so just because we have all these various ministries and different denominations, amen, all pastors don't preach the same, amen, all denominations do not have the same doctrine, but my main concern, especially those that are members of Oasis Ministerial Fellowship, we're not going to get into an argument, amen, over scripture and doctrine, because we're not going to get anything done as long as we argue, amen. So we want to know, amen, that the basic concept is that you believe that Jesus Christ is the risen Savior, that he is the Messiah, and that he is the King of Glory. That's the basic principle. If you got that one, amen, praise God, we are not going to be arguing over how you were baptized. Amen. What name you were baptized in? What's the name of your church? Amen. Praise God. What day you go to church on? Amen. That's all based on the doctrine of the organization or the church or the ministry you belong to. So we want to be really, really careful. That's why it talks about diversities of operation. Amen, praise God. We're not all going to operate the same. Amen, praise God. I can assign four women to cook lasagna, and I guarantee you each one I'm going to do it different and have different ingredients. But the one key ingredient is they're going to have the pasta. Like, okay, they're going to have the pasta. Now, amen, I just learned from a friend that's from Guatemala that she made, she learned how to make her lasagna, amen, praise God, with yams, sweet potatoes, amen, praise God. So plantain, that's what she called it, all right. She's from Guatemala, and she was telling about a recipe that she made her lasagna based with plantain, okay, amen. So, again, there are different operations, amen, in the preparation of food. Amen. And how we do things naturally, there's also different operations how we're going to do things spiritually. So Evangelist Shonda Washington is going to be talking on what are the diversities of gifts and operations in accordance to 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11. All right. And then number two, what is the difference between a calling and being chosen to operate in a gift? Amen. Our moderator for today is Brother Dante Gaines, and he's going to be sharing on tonight because a lot of people are not aware that, amen, you could be called, but doesn't necessarily mean you've been chosen to function in a particular gift. Okay, amen, praise God. And so we talked about that in last week's lesson, amen, praise God, because we have people that, amen, don't even answer their calling, amen, praise God, that, you know, they don't respond to the calling that God has placed on their life. They choose to ignore it. So, amen, praise God, you first got to know, amen, that you've even been called, and then accept the invitation. And then, amen, praise God, it goes on to being chosen to operate in that gift and that calling. And number three, can a person operate in their gift or calling without being filled with the Holy Spirit? If yes, why? And if no, why? Amen. I want scripture reference because a lot of people are not aware, amen, of what the Bible has to say about gift and calling. Amen. Do you have to have the Holy Ghost, amen, to operate in the prophetic? Amen. Do you need to be spirit-filled, amen, to sing? Amen, praise God. You know, there are a lot of gifts, amen, praise God, that we talk about within the body of Christ. And I think we need some clarity, amen, on how people are able to function with or without being spirit-filled. So Elder Dexter Green Brown is going to talk about that. Amen. And number four, we're talking about the office of a prophet. Just because you prophesy don't make you a prophet. I want to say that again. Just because you have the ability to prophesy don't make you a prophet or a prophetess. The Bible talks about, amen, the prophet Elijah having a school for the prophets. In other words, they that were called, amen, praise God, into that particular office, set up under a spiritual mentor, and they were trained and they were taught how to operate in that gift in a spirit of excellence, okay? Then you had minor prophets, amen, and these were prophets, men and women of God that were only used for specific times. Amen. You don't read a lot about them in the Bible, yet they were considered prophets. Amen. Praise God. And then you had your major prophets, and you got chapter after chapter, even some books in the Bible were named after them because, amen, that they were sent before kings and led nations. All right. So Minister Juliana Nieto is going to name some of the minor prophets in the Old Testament and some of the major prophets or prophetess in the Old Testament. Okay? Amen. And then number five, some people choose not to use their prophetic gifts for the edification of the body of Christ, but rather for personal and private interpretation. Describe and name what they may be participating in. Now, I really want to clarify this, and our teacher, amen, Elder Drexel Green Brown, I tell you, this woman is anointed to teach the word, amen, praise God. And let me tell you something, amen, a lot of people don't realize that when they don't surrender their gifts, their talents, and their abilities to God, you can get involved with things such as the occult, amen, witchcraft, soothsaying, amen, praise God, fortune telling, amen. You know, there's a difference from going to school to learn astronomy, and that's the study of the stars, and astrology, oh man, okay, amen, praise God. They're very closely related, you see, because the Bible talks about the three magi, and they also, you know, the three wise men, and they studied the stars. That's how they knew that something was getting ready to take place, because they saw, amen, a change in the solar system, in the arrangements of the heavenlies and how the stars, there was a star that was moving. Oh, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And it was going to coincide, not when I say coincide, I don't mean a run into, but, you know, we have an eclipse every so many months or so many years. We have an eclipse. Sometimes it's a full eclipse. Sometimes it's a half eclipse, but it does occur. Now, the reason why they're able to predict that is somebody has got a scope, and they're looking in the heavenlies, and then others are reading, amen, and cataloging, amen, the movement of the stars. Okay, that's a science. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when the people take that science and then you go and you look up your daily horoscope to find out what somebody said. Are you going to have good faith on today? Are you going to make different things? Is different things going to happen in your life? You got to be really, really, really careful, because the Bible clearly talks about, in the Old and the New Testament, about of the infiltration of familiar spirits. And we have a lot of people that are operating in the prophetic, and the amen, praise God, they are not using their gifts for the edification of the body of Christ or the building of the kingdom of God. They're using it for personal gain. They're using it for greed. They're using it for their own selfish gratification. And then many times we have what the Bible tells us about false prophets. Oh, thank you, Jesus. A false or a lying prophet. Okay, and Evangelist LaShonda Washington is going to be talking about that. Amen, praise God, because all prophets are not sent by God, and you read about that with Balaam and Balaam. You know, there's different stories in the Old Testament where God talks about false prophets, amen, praise God, and they sold out their gift of talent for money. They said what people wanted to hear, amen, and then many times they would come before the true man or woman of God, and they would speak the truth as in the New Testament, where the damsel had the spirit of divination. Oh, my God, that is a very deadly spirit, amen, that you do not want to surrender your mind to, because divination brings a horde of demons with it. And there's a movie out that came out in the last couple of years called Divination. You can look it up on YouTube or just Google it. I want to encourage anybody that is operating in the prophetic ministry to watch this movie. And then you got to be careful when you start getting involved with seances, amen, praise God, Ouija boards, tarot cards, amen, praise God. A lot of this stuff is dealing directly with familiar demonic spirits. There's another book out that I've had my members to read in our book of the month called, amen, praise God, and it's by Frank Peretti, amen, piercing the darkness and this present darkness. I think a lot of us need to go back and reread these books, amen, especially with school starting, about how demons, amen, are sent by the adversary, by the prince of darkness, the Beelzebub himself, amen, Satan, the devil, that old serpent, the dragon, that's all the names that he goes by. And his goal is to infiltrate, amen, and mimic, you better hear me, mimic God. For everything that God does, Satan mimics. He tries to imitate it, amen, praise God. So I want you to get familiar, amen, with those resources. So, amen, Evangelist LaShawn Washington is going to be talking about the false and the lying prophet, and she's going to name some that were talked about in the Bible, amen. I just gave an example of one in the New Testament, and that was the young lady, and the Bible says that, amen, she spoke the truth when she said, these are the men of God. She was talking about the apostles, amen, but they recognized that it was not the spirit, the prophetic spirit upon her, but it was a familiar spirit, the spirit of divination, and they cast it out. So, amen, this is why I say you really got to have an understanding of what you are operating in, amen, praise God, what you are allowing yourself. You know, I hear a lot of people praying that they become a prophet or a prophetess, and a lot of them are running around with these titles. They have not been consecrated by God. They have not even set up under or went to a school of ministry to find out how, amen, this you walk in this office. Amen, praise God. The Bible says the spirit of a prophet is subject to a prophet, okay? That don't mean that you usurp authority from any leader or any king or anybody, amen, praise God. They have to have an ear to hear what the spirit of the Lord is saying, amen. And if they don't want to hear it and they tell you sit down and shut up, amen, praise God. All right, just wipe the Bible, said, wipe the dust off your feet and depart from that place, depart from that city. See, a prophet is one who is divinely inspired to communicate God's will to his people and to disclose the future to them, okay? The Hebrew word for prophet is navi. I may not pronounce that right. It's navi, N-A-A-B-I, from the verb nava. And the primary idea of a prophet, therefore, is to declare, announce, and one who utters communication. So I want everybody to remember that, because I'm going to be asking you, amen, praise God, what is a prophet? What is the primary operation of a prophet? And here it tells you again, hallelujah, praise God, that, you know, these are individuals that God has placed a calling on their lives to communicate his will, not their will, not what they want to hear, but what does God have to say? Prophets were asked by King prophet Samuel was sent, amen, to David, amen, as well as to Saul, to give them instruction, amen, many times on things not only relating to the kingdom, but even on the building of his temple. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Samuel told David, amen, praise God, you're not going to build God a house. You're not going to build it because violence is in your household. And then murder, you have committed murder. No, your son Solomon will build God a house, but you're not going to do it. See, you don't say things just because it sounds good or make people shout and be happy. No, prophet got to speak what God's will is for his people. Amen, praise God. And a lot of times it ain't you getting a new car or God going to give you a husband. Amen. God's word might come and say, amen, I see what you're doing. I see that you've committed adultery. I see that you've been fornicating. If you don't think God will do it, you better go read in the Old Testament. Amen, praise God. All of these prophets were sent many times to bring doom and gloom. Hallelujah, praise God. One prophet was sent to tell a man of God, get your house in order. Because you're fixing to leave up out of here. And the Bible says he turned, he was king. He turned his face to the wall, and he began to remind God, hallelujah, of his service to him. And God had that prophet come back to him after he had spoken this word. He sent him to go back and tell this king that he was going to extend his lifetime. See, we read these things, but these are true prophets. These are true prophetess. Yes, there are women that God uses, amen, praise God, to prophetically speak his word, amen, to decree and declare his will for our life, amen. And a lot of times it ain't pretty, amen, when God tell you to straighten up your house, amen, if he going to take you up out of here, or he declares to a nation, amen, even America, prophecy has come. So many times to America, warnings have come to America, return back to the Creator. Amen, praise God. We have prophets in this day and time, but people don't want to acknowledge them. Oh, they don't even want to acknowledge a lot of times, amen, that God sends certain people. Amen. You know, let me say this in closing. I was blessed to meet a young man several years ago, maybe almost 10 years ago, amen, and he was an advisor to, amen, of the prime minister in one, I think it was Liberia. And, you know, I was so blessed because he was very, very young at the time. When I say young, I don't even know if he was 20, but, amen, praise God, he was able to sit with leaders of his nation. Amen. Until this leader was exiled, amen, put out of office, this leader was coming to him for counsel, spiritual guidance and counsel. Now, a lot of leaders have them, but they don't tell us about them. They have clergy that they go to for prayer. Amen. They have counselors. I was reading recently where a mayor or a governor won, amen, had a particular pastor that they would call on, amen, concerning events that was taking place and ask for prayer that God would give them the wisdom to make the right decision. And I was so blessed for this. This was here in Texas where I was watching. I was at Kenneth Copeland's Southwest Believers Convention. And this official stood and said how important Kenneth Copeland's ministry was to her life and to her administration. So you see, amen, praise God, it is very, very important. The Bible said with all by getting, we need to get and understand. So we're going to have a great lesson on tonight. Amen. Our instructors will be tonight, Minister Juliana Nieto and Elder Director Graham Brown will be the instructors. Amen. They'll be answering and talking about these questions with the people that have been assigned. So get your Bible, get the studying now, and make sure you call in to participate with our online Bible study preview. And God bless you. And right now we're going to close you out Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Dante. Amen, for moderating the line for me on this evening.